So begin by bringing some attention, some kindness, taking your seat to bring your body into the gesture of sitting. And really allow yourself to make yourself as comfortable as possible with it. Bringing the body into the shape where the shape of the body is already expressing our intention to be present. To be present as a kindness to ourselves. Taking one seat. Can close your eyes, you can have your eyes open with a soft gaze, welcoming yourself in the gesture of sitting. And then bring your awareness to the direct sensed experience of connection with ground, with earth, with seat, with cushion, with bench. Allow yourself to rest to sense, to experience the support, the holding of ground below. Now, through the contact of the soles of your feet with earth, lower legs, knees, contact of sit bones with the chair surface you are sitting in. Contact of hands which resting in each other or on your thighs. Letting yourself be received, welcomed by ground below. Maybe sensing what may this mean, this invitation of letting yourself be welcomed. By earth below. Maybe inviting a releasing, relaxing into this holding, which is unconditional, without any expectations. Ground below doesn't want anything from us other than supporting, receiving, welcoming us. letting yourself be received in this way as much as you are able to, being touched by earth below. And dropping into the holding it provides. It's like if we enjoy our heaviness in this way, becoming intimate. This ground below. Letting our awareness hang out here, contact this ground, welcoming, being welcomed. Maybe enjoying the steadiness, the unshakability, ground is showing us, teaching us, inviting us to resonate with. Then in your own time, maybe sense how this intimate contact of groundedness, rootedness, this downward movement, this dropping into the holding of ground is also enabling the upward movement of our body, the verticality of our body. Our rootedness enabling this uprightness, bridging earth and heaven. Maybe with this we can even also allow a sense of lightness. The lightness of our verticality. Sensing how the movement of dropping into the ground is enabling us to be welcomed by space around and above. Letting yourself be welcomed. By ground, by space, round and above. As much as you are able to. Nothing else to do right now. If you wish, also making contact, sensing, getting intimate with your friend, the breath. Be welcoming the in-breath as wholeheartedly as you are able to. It doesn't mean that we have to breathe particularly deep, but it's more like this attitude of welcoming the in-breath and with the out-breath, letting yourself once again be welcomed into the holding of ground, into your locality, into your body, mind, and heart. Playfully, find your own ways with this. ground welcoming us, letting yourself be welcomed. Space, our location, welcoming us, letting yourself be welcomed. Maybe sensing, what is the effect, sort of like a thinking about, but really a sensing of the effect of this permission, letting yourself be welcomed in this very, very basic way. Welcoming in-breath and the out-breath. Invitation to enjoy the welcome offered even a little bit more. Letting yourself be welcomed by yourself. This unique expression of life that we call, that's me, that's mine, that's I. In all the different ways it can arise, welcoming itself. And whatever is arising in your field of awareness, in your locality right now. Physical sensations, comfort, discomfort, your mood, maybe an emotional pattern, your energy level, tiredness, awakeness, restlessness, lightness, denseness, tightness, spaciousness. Welcoming this unique expression of life right now. In whatever way it is arising, and as much as you can. might feel uplifted, confused, clear, joyful, sad, irritated, calm, whatever it is. Maybe letting the earth and space teach you, breath teach you how to welcome yourself unconditionally. Not as a demand, but as a possibility. As an invitation. Welcoming yourself and also letting yourself be welcomed in this community of friends on the path. Letting yourself be welcomed by these other unique expressions of life. And not forcing anything, but opening to this possibility of welcoming yourself and welcoming, being welcomed each other. Really being interested in the resonance of the heart rather than how this will look like. We have no idea often how it will look like. And in the last moments of this meditation, just again simplifying, letting yourself be welcomed, a holding of ground below. Letting yourself drop, soften, relax. Into the embrace of ground, of earth. Thank you. So maybe take a moment to move. Also, if you wish, maybe take a moment to take each other in. You know, maybe shyly, maybe more like just taking it, letting yourself be welcomed. And again, not forcing anything that you should have a particular experience, but just having a moment of maybe having a soft gaze around in the room. You know, this intention of goodness, of wholesomeness, doesn't mean that we have our issues, our difficulties in ourselves, but really taking each other in this way, welcoming and being welcomed. Great. So again, I'm not with you. I don't know if you want to have a little bit of a wriggle or a move before I start to share some reflections. It's really just not to go anywhere, but more to see what the body needs. So, and I will speak, don't know, for about half an hour, I hope. Oh. So I really want to speak a little bit about this quality of welcoming, and also its close friend of welcoming, I think, is the quality of acceptance as good allies on the path, not as demands. It's really, really important, but as good friends, as good, yummy ingredients in our meditative exploration. So I'm saying all this to basically send any should which might arise, yeah, out of the room. It's not about how we should be, but actually as seeing a welcoming and acceptance as liberating qualities of the heart, among others. So acceptance, I want to speak a little bit more about this. And again, I think they're actually quite closely related, welcoming and acceptance. And I think both have the quality of non-resisting to what is happening, of not being in conflict with what is happening. Which doesn't mean, maybe I leave this for a moment. When the heart mind is resonating with acceptance, with welcoming, at least to some degree, The struggle with our experience is pacified. You know, so often we can be in real conflict with what is presenting itself, and we tighten around it. And with the presence of acceptance, we are weakening, we are pacifying the movements of craving, dislike, aversion, this habit patterns of pushing away or pulling toward. And this very weakening, and again, something to sense, is not something to just grasp in one's mind, but to sense with the weakening, with the lessening of this pushing of and pulling, grasping, craving, like, dislike, wanting, not wanting, hating. Yeah. With it comes more spaciousness. With it is actually arises more some sense of freedom. So very important with the quality of acceptance and welcoming, we don't make a statement about what is happening. Oh, I should accept it because actually it's fine and nothing should be done about it. So it's not actually about collapsing into non-action or into defeat, but it's a skillful opening to what is happening. It's a skillful opening to what is happening. It's not a statement, but it is how can we relate to that what is going on in ways that actually open up our bandwidths of responses. So you might, you know, if you just take a moment of if you can, if you wish, if you can evoke a little bit the sense of welcoming / acceptance in your heart mind. What is happening when it is around? What is happening? Anything you discover, what is happening in the heart mind when these qualities is around? So you can just speak in the room, I might hear you. Anything, acceptance, welcoming is in the heart mind. Anything you discover.
Relaxation.
Yeah, can you repeat this?
Relaxation.
Relaxation.
Yeah, relaxation, absolutely. More spaciousness, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Anything else?
Softness.
Softness, yeah, softness, absolutely. So like when these qualities are around, they soften the heart, they soften the being, and they soften the gaze, isn't it? They soften the gaze. That what can feel so in our face, it just somehow gets a little bit less dense. It gets a little bit tight, yeah? Does it make sense what I'm saying? Yeah. With it will come more malleability, more flexibility in the heart mind, yeah? We recognize this. Yeah, so there's some notes. With it, there is also like in that what you said with relaxation, you know, we bring this ingredients, this way of relating to a situation. With it will come a degree of calmness, a degree of settledness, of harmonization. It's less suffering. And is this something, again, I have a look at you, is it something you can actually recognize in your prayer? Yeah. So this softening, space-giving, de-densifying relations we bring, you know, of acceptance, ways of relating to our experience, actually open something up. Say, open something up. They open something up where we can actually go beyond, also beyond our habit tendencies. We can sometimes surprise ourselves. And I know from myself, you know, for many years I understood acceptance as, you know, I should accept this, you know, therefore I'm out or don't have any agency anymore. Yeah. And it felt a little bit like, you know, I'm actually closing down to the situation. I'm closing down to the situation. Whereas here, we could say that aversion is actually closing us down to a situation, or wanting to be different, closing us down to a situation. Acceptance, welcoming, keeps it alive. We are turning toward. We are inviting new responses. Aversion and grasping will squeeze them out, because aversion and grasping, what we can see when we, oh, I don't want, we actually tighten. Our wiggle room, you know, where we can move, becomes much, much smaller. So I want to take a slightly different tack on this. Many of us are so conditioned to be mostly interested in the results of our actions. You know, in our life, we often narrow our focus around the results we achieved, the goals we have reached or missed, or the places where we have failed. And this tendency will often play out as well, and very often unconsciously, unquestioned, in our meditative practice. You know, and I hear this a lot speaking with practitioners, you know, that, you know, there is a very unhelpful narrowing around the results they hope to get from their meditation, like what they hope to achieve. Yeah. And then they have like a particular way of measuring their meditative practice, that they actually completely dismiss, overlook a very, very, very important aspect to consider. And this is actually our starting point. What is the inner atmosphere, the attitude we bring to our meditative exploration? From where do I act? From where do I get involved? Yeah. You know, for those who have been around and might have, you know, there are a lot of particular meditative practices, you know, like the guidance I just offered was something I just thought this might be helpful to explore a little bit, this resonance, the frequency of the heart, of welcoming, of acceptance. You know, might be a helpful technique for some of you, for others it might not be. Yeah. What is very, very important, especially when we then get caught, oh, I want to do it right or wrong, yeah? Something is actually narrowing down. And what is very important is to be also aware of actually how do I approach the practice? From where do I come? How do I approach this invitation? You know, do I come from a, I should be able, I have to. I should not feel what I'm feeling. I should be welcoming. I should be accepting. Or do I come from a place of curiosity, of playfulness? Let's find out. Let's see when I lean a little bit, when I open up to this possibility. Because how we approach will influence what is unfolding. Will actually shape our experience significantly. Our way of approaching, so to say, our inner environment, our inner leaning, our inner weather is a very, very important ingredient to our experience. Whatever we hold in our awareness is perceived through the quality of the heart and mind in this moment. Is perceived and shaped by the attitudes we bring. And we have to see this again and again and again. This is really part of this one aspect of codependent arising, which is really at the heart of all Buddhist teachings. The quality of heart-mind, how I approach something, how I relate to something, informs, influences, and shapes what is arising. It will inform and shape how the self is arising, how the world is arising, how others are arising. So really, really such I don't know what would be now the right word, you know, it's such a rich area to explore. You know, this clarification, how does my relating to relation to experience shapes the very experience? How, what do I wish to cultivate? What do I wish to bring to the table? How do I wish to shape my heart mind in this moment in ways that are helpful? And again, not as a right or wrong, but more like seeing, oh, what is, when I bring this, what is the effect of this? When I bring that, what is the effect of this? We are interested not in statements, but in dynamics, in cause and effect. So ideally, you know, in our practice, and probably also in life, we endeavor to invite, support an inner environment that can hold, that can understand, that can accept, that can hold with compassion and kindness our conditioned and painful patterns. where we can actually open up and welcome it. And also an environment, an inner environment that can equally see, understand, inhabit, enjoy, and delight the strength and the beauty that is also possible for us. It's not only about what is wrong, you know, so the, oh, when the heart is actually feels open, spacious, to really delight in it. And with this, we have to keep our heart mind interested and curious. Aversion, grasping, find out for yourself. Yeah, but for me, like when there is aversion and grasping is around, I'm actually opting out. Something is closing down. My way of looking at the situation is narrowing. My perception of a situation is becoming more solidified, becomes more stuck. And at any time we can bring in this invitation, okay, I'm seeing this is happening. Oh, in seeing this is happening. This is one expression of acceptance. Oh, this is what is happening right now. I'm full of aversion. Oh, and then it doesn't come, you know, oh, I shouldn't be averse, but now I want to understand. I don't want to judge or condemn it. But I don't want to know, more and more, what can I bring now to the situation so that something can open up? What can I learn here? There is no right or wrong experience. There might be really painful experience, really, really painful experience. There might be very, very opening, beautiful experience. There might be patterns in our heart minds that will come again and again and again and again and think, oh God, I wish I could get rid of them, you know. But there is no right or wrong experience. So rather than going down the line which, oh, I have to get rid of, again, it's like this, instead of the turning toward, is actually the courage and the wisdom of turning toward. To relate to whatever is happening in ways that the heart can awake. To what is happening, where we can place this tender human existence in an atmosphere of compassion and kindness, of acceptance. As expressions of wisdom. And of course, can be challenging at time to do this, you know, can be so challenging to do this. Because it's also so counterintuitive, you know, to turn towards something we really, really, really struggle with. So contrary to our habitual reactions. But there is a promise here also. It's like, okay, we know our habitual tendencies don't actually work, you know. And there is a promise, and I really love this. You probably have heard this quote from the Buddha. You know, I teach one, but actually it was a different one. It's like what I'm teaching is compassion. So seeing this invitation to stretch the heart in this way, I want to turn toward possibility for what this heart mind is able to. It's in the sake of our, one could say, of our happiness, of our well-being. To see if there's something else. Yeah, might make sense for some of you, maybe for others not so much. What can be also really interesting is to see when we turn toward something we are struggling with the quality, with the gaze of compassion and welcoming and acceptance, the very thing is actually we struggle with most likely will become more ephemeral, less, it will be less fed. So the very way of holding something with acceptance is actually softening the edges. It's somehow shrinking the whole thing to some degree. Don't know if this makes sense. Okay, so I end here. I hope this made sense. Did it make some sense? Great to hear. So thank you for listening. Please take along what is helpful, leave behind what wasn't. And I think now, so I have to check in with you over there. You know, you can get some tea and some biscuits, and then we want to actually give you an opportunity to hear from each other. So how should we do this best now, organizational? Should I say before what people should explore, or should we have like a 5-minute break and come back here and come back together? What is the best way of doing this?
We just said if you say it before, then we can also carry the question while we're getting the tea. And then sit together afterwards. And we also need a little bit of time to organize how we get people into groups here.
So anything, you know, anything about your relationship with the qualities of welcoming, acceptance, anything you can sense, experience, have a glimpse of where you struggle, what you discovered. So it's very, very open. Yeah. Does it feel maybe easier for you to welcome than to be welcomed, or the other way around? Yeah. It's a slight different. Do you have any ideas how it should look like if you were welcoming or acceptant? You know, sometimes we have this, oh, if I would be like this, then I would do this and this, or where you don't trust this movement. So a really, really, really open inquiry. What enables this movement of the heart? What hinders this movement of the heart? How do I recognize, sense, and know that my heart mind is resonating in this quality? How do I recognize, sense, and know that it's not resonating in this quality? So how do I know the presence of acceptance? How do I know the absence? Yeah. Does it make sense? It's a lot, but I really want to give you like a really just speak about this, hear from each other. You know, and it might be that one of you says, you know, I don't think it's a good idea. Yeah, but it's fine, you know, it's not a good idea because then, yeah, it could be, or even like, oh, I'm really scared, you know, to be acceptance because then I think I will. So all the, you know, what is hindering, what is supporting it? Would you be up for this?
Yeah.
Super, good. So I mute myself. I don't know where I'm just hanging around here. And if you just come back when I can just lead you into it a little bit, yeah?
Thank you.